Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I can go to the Shop of Dreams, Marks and Spencer's, and buy those 400 and something calories pizza and trough the lot.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'd miss that. I'd miss that so much. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever made up a child's illness to get you out of your weigh-in, then this is the podcast you need. I've done that. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
I knew you had.
And Victoria.
If I had kids, I definitely would.
It's a reason to have them, in my opinion. They get you out of all sorts of stuff. Right, let's start off with our first update of the podcast, and it's from me.
It is the start, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, of a new diet. Although this is basically calorie counting again, I am back on the hashtag CC train and logging on NutriCheck. Have I gotten this week? Not great, I'll be honest. I will weigh myself a bit later on today. I've had the most fun off diet, off work that I've had in a long time. So I'm not expecting any miracles from the scales this evening. Don't really care, to be honest. I'm in that kind of headspace where it's nearly Christmas. In the 2 weeks that I've not weighed myself, bearing in mind 1 week was my birthday, and then the following week was last week, half term, and I was off with the kids, and it was Halloween, I've managed to put on 6 pounds. So managed to diet in September, not so much in October. Now we're in November, 2 days in, and I'm 2 days calorie counting, and I've stuck to it. I've got 100 calories left, so I might dig out one of my Milky Bar mousses out of the freezer, because I've forgotten the benefits of calorie counting, because you can eat the pizza, you can eat the chocolate mousse, you can eat the ice cream, you can eat the chocolate, and I am.
Oh, darling, six full pounds.
6 full pounds.
Last week we had a conversation, didn't we, Jo, about how much we thought Katie would put on when she was off. And I was the closest, because I did go for my usual half a stone.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you were. Well done.
I'm proud of you, Katie. I'm proud.
It was over 2 weeks. I genuinely have not dieted for the entire of last month, I think, probably. It's more than deserved. It's still slightly down weight-wise on the beginning of this year, but we're ever creeping towards that top number again. I'm pulling my socks up. And I'm 3 days in. So what I bought while I was off is I bought a Ninja foodie thing. So it's like a smoothie maker.
Ooh, okay.
Which smoothies are obviously banned on Slimming World.
Yeah,
banned on other diets as well. But I've been having one of those for breakfast every day, and I've been logging how many calories in the smoothies on NutriCheck, and they're fucking bargains.
Are they?
Yeah, like just under 150 calories every day.
And so, does it fill you up?
Yes.
Okay, that's
I mean, I am having a larger lunch.
Right.
To compensate for not really eating anything at breakfast. But then, larger lunch and then a smaller tea. And it's fine. It's fine. And it gives me all of my five a day in one meal, which is outstanding.
Perfect.
That's why you're having pizza for
Start
the rest
off.
Of the day.
That is why I'm having. Oh, that was the best thing. Like the realisation when I fully committed on Monday to being back on calorie counting, that I can go to the Shop of Dreams, Marks and Spencer's, and buy those, 400 and something calories per pizza and trough the lot.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd miss that. I'd miss that so much.
Is this you now then? Completely done again with the Fast 800 because you realised how shit it is in the long run.
I will never ever say never, because if anything does come up that I need to shed a stone for within the space of 3 weeks. In fact, having said that, there is something that I need to shed a stone for in 3 weeks. 2 weeks, two and a bit weeks now.
Oh my God, go on.
Well, I've just had a message from my burlesque teacher, and I've put my name down to do a burlesque-size calendar shoot.
I bet you bloody are.
On the 21st
of
November. And, like, at the time, so I was really excited because they were basically, with this burlesque-size, they do a charity show and they were all brilliant at it, amazing. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that next year. And then they're like, oh, we're looking for people to put their name down for the calendar. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And then I sat and thought about it and thought, fuck me, I'm going to be half naked in front of a group of strangers.
That's why Paul can't
see. Street though, Katie. Like, this is great.
Yeah, great, yeah. So, yeah, I've put my name down. There's a month that I'm going to be selected for. I've had to put three costumes down for different films for each, and then they're going to pick for me.
And luckily she does have three costumes to hand.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. So, I mean, that is the 21st of November that I've got to go and have that done.
Fantastic!
That isn't long at all, no. So I'm hoping the smoothies will at least take down some of the bread bloat, which I've acquired in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I'll never forget.
And take it from there.
So, I think as long as you don't have rice, bananas or bread 48 hours before, fine. I think that's how it works.
Those are the rules, are they?
I think that's how it works, yeah.
Guys, while we're talking calendars, what theme are we going for the Naked Secret World of Slimming Club? Calendar.
No one will pay to see that.
Paul, if we get enough people, you're every month.
Yeah, there's no way.
If we get enough people messages, you've suggested that. So good luck, darling.
Yeah, well done.
We're all happy to take the pictures. Well, that's exciting then. It is a little bit of a
kick up the bum.
Yeah, I think it is. But like you say,
I know.
Draw a line. Let's move on.
What is that about?
Never said that before.
What is that about? I think the thing is as well, like I did realise last month that I turned 39 and I will be 40 next year. And I've never really achieved anything when it comes to weight. Like I've never actually.
You have.
No, not hit a target. Like even when I said I was going to lose a stone before you came back from holiday, I got 13 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
No, 13 and a half
13
pounds.
And a half.
Not
yeah,
even a fucking stone. So there we go. So I've no idea what that target is for 40. What was it? Fit and foxy for 40. There we go.
Fit as fuck for 40.
Fit as fuck for 40.
I think it was. I can't remember.
Well, fuck it. I'm next 40. I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, I've been on this diet. I'm on it for now. NutriCheck is the one that's getting me through it, and so is the Marks and Spencer's pizza. So kudos to both of them.
Perfect. What a great combo.
Yeah, definitely.
Move on to our excuse of the week. Leslie Bates has sent this in. She says, on the first day of half term, the baby had a chest infection and the four-year-old was being sick. This resulted in me being unable to diet. Absolutely,
oh,
Leslie. 100% relate to that.
Can you confirm?
Oh, you cannot. Acceptable. You cannot. Right, so I get status updates from Facebook from, would have been what, seven years ago with the kids, and they were both constantly ill at this time of year when they were babies. And you cannot diet. And then I get weighed at Slimming World on Tuesday nights, and you'd see, like, I'd put £2 on.
£2
on whenever they're ill. So,
yeah.
Leslie's completely right. A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 is won every single time. Our next party is tonight.
Yeah!
Join up and we'll see you at 7 p.m. with bonfire treats a booze or two or three. Or four. Or maybe.
Yeah.
I've got myself a chocolate apple in.
Yeah. I think you weren't here last week. We banned those.
What do you mean? Why?
Yeah. Because it's too good.
Because it's too much health. Too
healthy.
Too healthy.
Well,
too good
bollocks
for you.
To you. I bought that from Morrison. The kids definitely aren't going to eat it because it doesn't look like anything other than an apple. So.
Well, that's why they're banned. You don't want that shit on Zoom.
Anyway, back to M&S, darling. Back to M&S.
Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you sent us at secretslimpod. @slimpod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Sarah Edwards says, I have another weight loss tea for you ladies.
Oh, God.
Move aside matcha and oolong. I present Pu'er tea.
I mean, I'm lost on that one already.
It's an acquired taste, but I actually like it and I have it every day. It's fermented and apparently accelerates the movement of fat from the stomach to the colon so it doesn't have time to be absorbed. What? It totally wipes out any calories you have in a KFC family bucket. Woo!
What?
We, Joe and I once went to Wagamama's with Paul, producer Paul, and you, what is it, kimchi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fermented. That's horrible.
Yeah, I didn't put weight on that week though, did we?
Delicious.
I bought oolong, so I'm in.
Are you going to talk about oolong?
I'll talk about oolong when we do my bit, but I'm in with oolong.
Okay.
And happy for anybody to send me any links to pu'er tea, whatever that may be.
Do you know what? I'm so glad, like, I'm not in the studio with you guys because I feel like this would be definitely a tried and fail.
Yeah,
that Joe would make us do.
We'd be having a pint of it now if you were a pint.
Down.
Tony Marsh says, I think I've entered into an impossible competition. A race between me and the boyfriend to lose a stone first. Wish me luck.
That's a competition that no woman can win.
Although, if Tony's in the same situation that many of us are, where we are the ones providing the meals.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Easily done.
Interesting.
Sabotage away.
Interesting.
Let him get to £13.
13 and a half. Then really fuck him up. Michelle Cooper says, I've realised the only way I'm going to stop myself eating is to get my jaw wired shut.
So drastic.
Clearly, this is not practical, so I've gone for the next best thing. Braces. I'm currently binge eating everything on the list I can't eat once they're fitted. Come next Tuesday, I'm at least back on some kind of plan. Knowing how difficult it will be to keep them clean means I'll be adopting a can I swallow without chewing or using my teeth diet, which rules out most junk food. Also, I heard your teeth ache when they're adjusted, which should help put me off food for a few days after as well. 2 years of scrambled eggs and soup, anyone? Hopefully, I'll be at target when it comes to showing off my new perfectly aligned smile.
And you will be.
I know what it's like. And you do. You think you can't have all of this stuff. You can. You really can.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything. No. The toothache is a thing, but that only lasts for a few hours. So honestly, you can eat whatever. It's
and if
not
you have got toothache, comfort food.
Yeah, chocolate makes you feel better.
For sure. Let us know, Michelle. Keep us posted. Charmaine says, bit of a strange non-scale victory, but I'm buzzing to be down to one stomach roll instead of three. Wish I'd done measurements before I started because I feel like I've lost more inches than pounds. If you're just starting a slimming journey, then make sure you measure. # guess who's nailed dieting. Does anybody know where you can get a great tape measure from for measuring?
I do, Jo.
Do you, Katie?
On
Interesting.
Etsy, if you search for secret recordings, there is a Secret World of Slimming Club
tape measure, that would be. Plus, notebook to write down the measurements in. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Louise Williams says, I need a decent set of bathroom scales. I currently have Weight Watchers set and I have to change the batteries after standing on them 3 times.
Wow.
Ideally, a set that runs on AA or AAA batteries or an old school pair that can just be stood on. Any recommendations would be appreciated.
Well, we all know home scales
don't say it.
Margaret. And Helen Stanners says, I've just come back from our week in Wales. I did at least 10 miles of walking every day and weighed myself this morning and I've managed to put 7 pounds on.
Wow.
I don't know whether to be disgusted with my greediness or a little impressed with that.
If you are, you do when you're on holiday, you always go, well, I've walked a lot.
Yeah.
It's always great. So everybody's
that was you in
doing,
America.
Yeah. Done a lot of walking.
On holiday, I kept my Fitbit on, like, the whole time to justify the Palmos.
Yeah.
Oh, I still think about them.
Worked a treat for everyone. Well done.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame and Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from Jo.
Had a really good week, then ate a lot of shit over the weekend. So who knows? I've got oolong tea. I bought some oolong tea. I had to buy it from Amazon because I couldn't find it in the supermarket. So that's going to help this week. Going to have at least one cup a day. Keep you updated on whether it should be called poo long tea or not. I also had a message from somebody who said chia seeds. If you have those, they expand in your stomach and they keep you fuller for longer. So that also helps the diet and they're really good for you. So I wish I'd not thrown those away last year after the health kit.
I put on half a pound.
Oh.
Which is nothing, is it? However, still a pisser. I've lost 3 inches in total since I started going to the gym. So I obviously counteract it all with that. But what I have done is I have pledged to my Slimming World leader that I will have lost a stone in total for Christmas, which is 7.5 pounds to go. I want to get back to that stone that I lost. And I have made that pledge.
Hang on.
I pledge this to you girls here. And
you
now.
Have already made a pledge, this £25 down before Christmas.
I don't even know when that was. Yeah, when was that? July?
Yeah.
It feels like forever ago, doesn't it?
Summer. Yeah. I don't even know where mine is now.
Yeah, shit's happened between now and then. Yeah, so stop glaring at people.
My wall planner.
Your wall planner was lovely. Please make a new one for next year when we will all buy it again.
We will fill that one out. We promise. We will.
So annoying.
The thing is, I didn't pledge this to my Slimming World leader. I pledged this to you clowns, and that has now gone out the window. So this is a brand new pledge, and I am going to fucking do it. I'm gonna get to the stone.
Okay.
Before, and bearing in mind my birthday's in this and December and mince pie season.
Oh my god!
I'm still gonna do it. So F everyone. I've got oolong tea. I don't know what can go wrong.
Weekends can go wrong, apparently.
Sure. Yeah, it was hard last weekend because it was Halloween, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we had Matt's son here, and too many sweets. We had way too many around. Just to pick at.
did the oolong tea counteract that though?
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen because I've only just got it. So
what does it taste like?
Right,
it's not as bitter as green tea,
right?
But still edging towards that. Oh. So I have put a sweetener in every time I've had it.
Is it like grassy then?
They say it's halfway between green tea and black tea. Don't know what that means.
That's
just
normal,
reading.
Isn't it? Yorkshire.
Yeah, Yorkshire tea. Tastes like that.
Add some milk.
So I had that. But very interested in it if anybody's done the chia seeds thing.
Oh, I've done it.
And?
Well, I mean, it's disgusting and didn't work. It's meant to make you poo. I was having this chia seed shot to get some movement. In fact, that was when you were on holiday and I was trying to get that half pound off.
Was it?
Yeah, I just put them in some water and downed it. That's what someone told me to do.
Yeah.
I thought you had to dissolve them first.
Yeah, apparently you do. But then they expand in your tummy.
Yeah, it makes you feel full. You don't eat any shit.
No, it doesn't work.
What are they? I thought they'd be quite high, like sins. Are they high food?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I did ask for that and I just got a lot of abuse, if I'm honest.
They're healthy bee. They're healthy bee, aren't they?
Are they?
Is it?
Are they?
They've got a load of fibre in them. I'm sure they are.
Shit!
I mean, I might be making
Let's say they are.
Definitely making them up.
I'm definitely...
But do it anyway, Joe. Do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm into the oolong tea is happening every day now. Chia seeds, investigating. Pu'er tea, investigating. So I don't know what can go wrong. And I think genuinely this week, I know it's only Wednesday when we're recording this, but I think I'm at least a £3 off.
Until Zoom meeting.
Oh, shit, yeah. But I have already saved some sins from yesterday. Oh. I am so bloody on it.
You are?
I'm so on it.
I'm
a stone in total, not from now, a stone in total for Christmas. Imagine if I end this year and I go, oh, yeah, I lost a stone last year. You've never heard me say that before.
No, that's very true.
What did I do last year? Put £2 on in a year. Stop laughing, Paul. No. So this could be a very successful year.
Well, let's see. Let's see what happens.
Hate everyone.
Yeah. Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Lisa Marie sent this in. 3 weeks ago, I stocked up on food for trick-or-treaters. Haribo, fun-sized chocolate bars, that sort of thing. I laughed about it with the woman at the till and we joked about whether it would be lasting until Halloween. Well, cut to last week when I went to restock because there was a great offer on all the multi-packs. The same woman joked with me again about them lasting till Halloween. I told her my kids had had a party, so I let them have the sweets early and that these ones were for Halloween trick-or-treaters. What I didn't tell her was I have no kids and I live in a fifth floor flat where we get precisely no trick-or-treaters at all. Oh, God.
That's me. That's literally me.
Hey, Halloween. Brilliant.
We didn't get any trick-or-treaters either.
Oh, did you have to keep all those sweets you bought?
Yeah, I've got a carrier bag full, which the kids had went and collected, and a whole bowl full still.
Mm.
Because neither of them actually like sweets.
Oh, so, my God, they're just like getting them.
They're just like dressing up and walking around and begging.
You brought them up well then.
I have. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials, and every hero wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. Now, let's get our last update, and it's from Victoria.
I am feeling a little bit delicate today. I went out last night and it was so much fun. And halfway through the night, we were like, let's go to Burger King. So we went to Burger King and then carried on drinking. And then obviously at the end, got cheesy chips and made our way home. Diet-wise, I haven't actually been that good last week. It did start off well. And then for one reason or another, I kind of went off the diet plan for the rest of the week. And I did put a pound on. So not quite now dieting. But then I have got Bonfire Night at the weekend. So, it's just always an excuse. There is always something happening. But I'm going to try at least until the weekend, obviously. I do have 2 Halloween cupcakes still left to eat. Obviously going to be eating them soon. But apart from that, I have all planned for the week. Shops in, everything's all planned. So hopefully by Friday, I will have nailed dieting again.
I thought you were going to say, so I am going to try for November, but you actually, I'm going to try till the weekend. Too funny. This is a horrible time of year for dieting, as is spring and
there's
summer.
There's just so much happening going on all the time. And there's just an excuse for everything. Everything. I'm not going to diet now because I've got that happening in 2 weeks' time. And great night out. Really, really good fun to go on a night out. Been a very, very long time since that happened, so that was fun. Halfway through the night we went out quite early because there was a music act that we wanted to see, so we did get there quite early. So about 10 o'clock we were like hungry. We were like, oh, let's all just nip to Burger King, and we just got a whole platter from Burger King, made our way through that, and then went on to the next bar to carry on drinking before heading home. So
that's the difference in our ages, because if I eat, gotta go to bed. If I drink and then eat, get me a taxi quick.
I had to carry on, so it was that or go home. And I thought, no, I'm not ready to go home yet. No. So get me to Burger King.
I've done a half time Macca's before.
Have you?
That's delightful. Great. Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've never done it before, and it is game changing. I think this might be how I do nights out from now on. I will have a dinner before I go out, drink a bit, have another dinner, drink a bit more, and then get cheesy chips for the way home.
Well, it's the sensible thing to do, in my
opinion. Did you have a hangover?
No, I am pretty good. I don't really get hangovers.
Oh, hate you.
I am quite lucky. But I did have 2 Halloween cupcakes, and you will be pleased to hear that I only ate the one, and I did throw the other one away.
I'm not pleased to hear that.
So I think that's progress.
All of this food and that you've just mentioned, and these nights out, they are after your weigh-in then, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
So this £1 on has got nothing to do with any of this food you've just mentioned. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, but I know we are only on Wednesday of day of recording, but I just want to say that I've had a great Monday and a great Tuesday, so I'm very confident for Friday.
Fine. What you've done Monday, Tuesday is you've worked off the cheese from the cheesy chips. You've still got the chips and the Burger King and the cocktails to work off.
Not a problem. I've still got 2 days to go. It's fine.
And have you been running?
Oh shit, I knew you were gonna ask. No.
Okay, oh, darling. Listen, there's always next.
She's back.
She is back.
I am getting really angry at myself. But again, there's always an excuse for that. And I am blaming the podcast.
Yeah.
No, I'm blaming the podcast for not going today because I had to do the Zoom script for tomorrow because I'm going to the cinema with my dad this afternoon. So couldn't possibly do it when I get in tonight. I'd be too busy.
You can't do it tomorrow because it's our Zoom party.
Can't do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, so I had to do it today. And this is the only, like, this is my day off.
No, as in you can't. You can't go for your run. You can't go for your run this afternoon because you're at the cinema.
I can't.
You can't go for a run tomorrow because you've got Zoom.
Yeah.
You can't go for a run on Friday because it's bonfire night. Then it's the weekend.
Saturday
then it's Monday and you're tired from work. I get it. It's fine.
Yeah. Honestly.
We all.
I'll try again next week.
Oh, I swear to God, let's have a sweepstake on the next day she goes running.
January 1st. New year, new me. She's
fucking
off.
No chance.
Do you know what? Because you've said that. Because you've said that, that's going to make me go now. That is going to stir me up because I can't have you being right.
To the least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's come in from Tracy Maguire. She says, least supportive diet partner goes to Nicola Sturgeon.
Oh.
Listen, Hen, I fully support both you and your ambitious climate change conference. However, closing half of the city for 3 weeks has resulted in me missing my meal prep windows and having to smash whatever convenience shop trash I can lay my hands on. I'm currently on my second dinner of multi-pack crisps and satay skewers. Mm-mm. And it's only fucking Tuesday. I love you, but we do need to talk.
We do. Sturgeon. She fucks everyone over.
Wow, gosh.
Love Before it. We crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Amanda Mills says, as a teacher, I love half term. Until I get on the scales and realise I've put on most of the weight that it took me 7 weeks to lose. Oh, and I still have 4 days left till I go back to work.
Oh, no, Amanda. Oh.
I've seen this a lot on our community page, actually. I think with teachers, it either goes one way or another. Mm. You either put all of the weight on and completely just go off the rails like Katie did for half term, or you actually use that time to actually pull your diet back and lose weight. I feel it's very 50-50 on our
Having been a teacher for 3 years, I never managed to pull a diet back over half term. I was always in the run-up to school holidays drinking copious amounts.
Yeah. And then, of course, the next holiday is at Christmas, I suppose, where the teachers get chocolates.
And wine.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Dina Smith says, catching up on the two recent episodes with the meme, fuck it, it's Christmas. I 100% agree. It starts early December. Sorry, Joe. I will be 6 months pregnant by then and I have a glucose tolerance test on the 1st of December. I will be eating all the donuts, all the pastries and anything else I can get my hands on. Then having a break from Simming World until the baby is here. So for me, it will be fuck it until April or May 2022.
Oh, lovely. What a lovely thought. Amazing. Good luck.
And Jenny Naylor says, I weigh myself once a week with my cat in my arms. It leaves some doubt about which one of us has got fatter. Such a good idea.
Amazing.
I've got 2 children I can get on the scales with. Why haven't I thought this before?
Why are they still clingy at 18?
You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Gain sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you.
Victoria was the Slimmer last week.
Ranjo, why do you think you should have it?
Well, because I've made a pledge to MMB.
I've made
a pledge to my Slimming World leader, and I only put on half a pound. I've also tried harder this week because I've bought oolong tea. I've really invested in a healthy way of living. Mm. Katie?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't diet for 2 weeks and only put 6 pounds on, not just a measly half. And I am dieting now. I am back on NutriCheck. I am back logging calories. I am making smoothies.
I don't care about that. What I care about is the fact that I did think you were going to put on half a stone and you were only a pound out. So I'm very, very happy about that. So, yeah, you are Slimmer of the Week.
Yay! For gaining nearly half a stone. Woo! You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week.
I do.
Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And next week, we have got a little bonus episode for you. Woo-hoo! So you won't even have to wait until next Thursday to hear us again. What day is it coming out, Jo?
Tuesday. We will be back with a bonus episode starring hashtag CC. Not miss it. We are working with NutriCheck finally, and it comes out on Tuesday.
So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in the game.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.